Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 22nd. Opening statements are set to start today in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Trump is accused of covering up a payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election to stop her from going public with claims they had an affair, which he says never happened. Today, both sides will get an opportunity to tell the jury their version of the story, and then the prosecution will get to start calling witnesses. Daniels is expected to testify, along with Trump's former lawyer and fixer at the center of the allegations, Michael Cohen. But first up is expected to be David Pecker, the former chairman of American Media, which publishes the National Enquirer, as CNN's Marshall Cohen explains.
According to the indictment, Pecker and Cohen and Trump met shortly after Trump announced his campaign in 2015, and they all agreed, according to the prosecutors, that they would, quote unquote, catch and kill negative stories about Trump, basically paying people off, buying their silence, agreeing to purchase the rights to their story and burying it so that the voters would never learn of those allegations.
And later this week, the Supreme Court will hear arguments over whether Trump can be convicted over anything he did while he was president. The House approved a $95 billion foreign aid package over the weekend, and some Republicans are not happy about it.
We're going to fight in Congress to do everything we can to stop this type of uniparty leadership. Mike Johnson's speakership is over.
That was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who told Fox News she would call a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson if he doesn't resign. After months of resistance, Johnson finally decided to back the foreign aid bill, which includes $61 billion for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel. It passed with bipartisan support and is now heading to the Senate, where it's expected to be approved this week. A rabbi linked to Columbia University has advised Jewish students to stay home amid tense pro-Palestinian protests at the college. It's the latest in the crisis that's seen Palestinian supporters being removed, more than 100 protesters arrested, and accusations of anti-Semitism by some students.
I've been physically intimidated and harassed. In general, the campus feels extremely hostile.
Particularly the last few days, I've felt uncomfortable around this university. This is not a welcoming environment.
A university spokesperson says the safety of Columbia's community is, quote, our number one priority. And the university's president says all classes will be held virtually today, which is the first day of the Jewish Passover holiday. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether cities can punish people for being unhoused. The justices will be asked to decide if ticketing people for sleeping on the streets counts as cruel and unusual under the Eighth Amendment. The city at the center of the debate is Grants Pass in Oregon, which has anti-camping rules banning people from sleeping in public with what they describe as bedding, but that can include sleeping bags or simply bundled up clothing. The city argues that the rule applies to everyone, not just the unhoused, but critics say they're the only people who pitch tents on the sidewalks. According to a government study, on any given night in the US, more than 650,000 people are unhoused, including roughly 40% who don't have adequate shelter. Up next, I'll tell you what Mary J. Blige, Ozzy Osbourne, and Cher all have in common. Mary J. Blige, Cher, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool & the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne are all being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And the Musical Excellence Awards for 2024 are going to Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. The announcement was made during a special episode of American Idol last night, with the induction ceremony set for October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. That's all for now. I'll be back at 9 a.m. Eastern with more stories.